USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's predictable and outrageous.
That's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway discussing the fact that some people are blaming President Trump for the mass shooting at mosques in New Zealand on Friday.
In fact, this man compares his motivations to that of the mass shooter in Norway in 2011, and those who think that the ancient history should go back and school themselves on what happened there. Also, this president condemns hate and evil.
Conway speaks on Fox and Friends this morning. The 28-year-old Australian suspect in the shootings, which killed 50 people and wounded dozens of others, does say in a lengthy manifesto that he sees President Trump as, quote, a symbol of renewed white identity. Meanwhile, a shooting in the Netherlands this morning leaves at least one person dead and several others wounded in what's being called a terrorist attack there. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
At least three people have been killed by flooding in the Midwest, especially hard hit Nebraska. The swelling Missouri River continues flooding parts of Iowa and Nebraska, overflowing from the heavy rains and the snow melt. The Columbus, Nebraska Mayor Jim Buckley saying his town got nearly surrounded by floodwaters, but so far it's hanging in there.
We have some people that are stranded, but they're good people that just can't get out because roads have been washed out, but they're fine. And so, you know, some people don't want to go either. When you ask them if they're okay, they say yes. So that's the situation here. We dodged the bullet very, very much so in the town of Columbus itself.
In Iowa, the Missouri River has reached above 30 feet in the state's far southwestern corner, breaking the previously set record in 2011 by at least 2 feet. Meanwhile, the governors of Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin have all declared states of emergency because of the flooding. And this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A million pounds of pork has been seized by U.S. Customs. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers do confirm they intercepted about a million pounds of pork that was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming through the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's already killed more than a million pigs in China. And if that virus got loose in the U.S., officials estimate it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The smuggled pork is going to be incinerated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office.
So, you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain.
Outshining all other movies this weekend at the box office, Captain Marvel comes in at number one, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, total $69 million. At number two, the new animated feature, Wonder Park, at $16 million. The romantic comedy about a couple with cystic fibrosis, 5 feet apart, comes in at number three with $13 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, drops down to number four at $9 million. And another sequel from Tyler Perry, A Madea Family Funeral, drops down to number five with $8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.